Getting into music and jingles was a funny story. I used to share a house with a guy, and one day I had a bet. And I had a bet with him that I could actually get a song on the radio within 24 hours. And he was telling me, yeah, that's impossible. You can't do that. It's never been done. You know, you've got to go through an A&R manager, then you go through a record company, and then you go through interviews and a process. It takes about 6 months. Anyway, I mean, my ego basically said, I reckon I can get a song on the radio in 24 hours. I think he was going to like give me free rent or something. But you've got to remember, I mean, I couldn't even sing. So what I did was I rang up the local TV station that had like a midday TV show with a big band on it. And I asked if I could speak to the music arranger for the big band. Anyway, the guy gets on the phone. I said, my name's Rick and I've just got to record this song. And I can't write music and it's going to be called Big Bad Baz. And, could I meet you and get this done? And I think he thought I was the craziest, stupidest phone call he'd ever had. So he said, look, on my way home today after, you know, the show at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll pop by and we'll see how we go. I'll bring a guitar. And he actually just stopped by my house on the way home. And I said, well, this song is going to be called Big Bad Baz. And it was actually about Barry Unsworth, who was the premier or the governor at the time. And I thought, oh, look, I could do one of these things where, parasite off somebody else. I mean, you know, he'll get more media attention than I ever will. So I came up with this idea for a song, Big Bad Baz, and he actually said, you can't sing it. And I said, yeah, but I want to record it and I want to get on the radio tomorrow. And, of course, he looked at me like I was the greatest idiot, like, you know, did I just drop out of the Weet-Bix packet? And he said, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a few calls. And he taught me one thing right there. He said, you know what? You can't sing at all. But if I get the best musicians around and I write a really good music bed, we won't have to worry about the fact that you can't sing. We'll just fix that in post-production, whatever that meant. And the music will be so strong, it'll kind of carry you the rest of the way. And so he calls up all these musicians and says, 9 o'clock at night, I've got to go into this recording studio. And I've never done that in my life before. And I said, look, I'll pay for all the musicians. There's all these musicians I've never seen. And I go in there and he's written out all this music for all these musicians. And I'd sort of hum the tune. And basically these guys all started sort of playing along. And he said, well, here's a microphone, get going. And so I started sort of like talk singing this song called Big Bad Baz. And then they kind of put all the music around it. And lo and behold, I learned right there, you always use the best. I mean, I knew nothing about musicians, but to watch these guys craft a song just from their skill set, it cost me a fair bit of money, but I thought, you know what? Always pay for the best because they just come with years and years of experience. So when we'd finished this thing, it was about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, he said, you know, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I've got to get on the radio tomorrow. And he said, well, it's never going to happen. It doesn't work that way. And I thought, well, let's do something a little bit different. Rather than like, you know, recording this down to like, you know, a cassette tape or something and sending it off to radio stations, you're kind of like going to end up in a box with 1,000 other cassette tapes that radio stations get every day. And I said, why don't we do this? Why don't we master this song down on quarter-inch professional reel-to-reel tape? Then what we'll do is we'll get 50 FedEx boxes and I'll send these overnight to the producers of the radio show. Now, my thinking was the producer of the radio show gets a FedEx box with a quarter-inch piece of tape in there. Then I think, what's this? You know, maybe it's like something hot off the press, something undiscovered, something illegal, something bootleg, something interesting, but they're for sure going to play it before they're going to play all these other sort of, you know, cassette tapes that come in or anything that comes in from the sort of A&R man at the radio station. So lo and behold, by the next morning, two radio stations, listen to the song Big Bad Baz, started playing it because it was about, you know, the governor. And it was kind of a funny song, and it's also sung by a guy who can't sing. And it kind of took root, you know, and it kept going and going, and it started to get legs, and then the media found out about it, and then they came over and interviewed me at their house, and, you know, and there I was on the National 9 news that night. That night, I'm lead story out of the news, you know, Barry Unsworth makes it into song as this financial planner guy writes this piece of music. Well, it kind of took off. And as a result of that, one of the radio stations said, look, you kind of have come up with these crazy ideas. Could you write some jingles for the radio station? And I thought, well, you know, when you start doing something you have no idea what you're doing about, maybe I could create something that sounded different. So I started writing these sort of musical sort of hooks and jingles in my head, the sort of stuff you put together when you're having a shower, you know, but normally no one ever listens. And then I found that by just getting the best musicians in town, they could kind of craft something out of my nothing. And then the TV stations, of course, because now I'm on the news doing this big bad bad song, you know, these sort of TV variety shows ring me up and saying, hey, can you come and do the song on national television? And I've never been on television in my life. I didn't have a clue. And I remember thinking that I needed to have two backup singers for this song, Big Bad Baz, because when we recorded it in the studio, you know, one of the things they had was two girls to be the, you know, the recording studio Big Bad Baz sort of backup girls. And then we had the recording of this song, and they wanted me to do it on national television. And I thought, what am I going to do for backup girls? And I thought, I couldn't afford any backup girls. I don't even know what they look like or where you get them from. So I went to Asquith High School. I remember leaning over the fence and saying to girls, hey, who wants to be in this band on national TV? And you can be some of my backup girls. So to this day, the two girls that were the backup girls on this TV thing that we did were just two schoolgirls from the local high school, which is sort of crazy because you look at it back now years ago and or years later and I'm thinking, you know, a guy peering, leering over a fence trying to get schoolgirls out of the schoolyard is not a real positive environment. But, you know, it was a different time in those days. And so I remember going on and apparently they re-record or pre-record the backing tracks, and there I was, bam, live doing this song, Big Bad Baz. And of course, that led to the TV station asked if I'd do different songs on different subjects. You know, so I ended up doing Dr. Better. They had like a medical show. They said, can you write me another song called Dr. Better? And I ended up writing a whole bunch of different songs, which were all silly for these variety shows. And then, of course, different advertisers would call me up and say, listen, you're this real idiot guy that doesn't know what he's doing. Can you come up with a jingle for this? And I used to do Avco Finance, and I think the jingle went, Avco, Avco, money for me, Avco, 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 money for me, Avco, and then it, anyway, I could go on for ages about all these different jingles I sort of did. So that was a really crazy, crazy period of time. And I was doing these jingles, and I was doing my song and all sorts of stuff. And it was a result of all this real craziness that I ended up in the US and doing the Couch Critic. But because, you know, see, here's what happened. We had the George Bush. This was, gee, this early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. George Bush was running, and they said, look, could we change this and re-record it from Big Bad Baz to Big Bad Bush? And I ended up recording it again as Big Bad Bush for the US elections. I mean, just a crazy time, which was one of the ways, and I ended up being in the United States.